You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next up, we have a conversation from Uncuffed, our series recorded and edited by incarcerated men at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Steve Drown and Spoon Jackson have both had long theater careers. For Steve, it started before he was incarcerated. For Spoon, it began with a production of Waiting for Godot at San Quentin State Prison. Here's Spoon.
I found acting in prison. Steve Drown had acted most of his life through high school and college. One actor from the city and the other actor from the desert. We both rediscovered the magic of theater at Solano Marin Shakespeare. I was on my journey of becoming a poet, and I was silent most of the time. And then somebody asked me to get involved in Samuel Beckett's play. Oh. And it was Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. He's recognized by a lot of people as a modern-day Shakespeare. And what had happened was they had did that Waiting for Godot over there in Sweden, in Kumla prison. And you know they had five characters. They had right. Potso, Vladimir, Estragon, Lucky, and Boeing. So all them guys over there in Sweden, they rehearsed and got ready for the play and got Samuel Beckett, the Nobel Prize winning playwright, was in contact with them. And so they developed the play and everything. And in Sweden, they more progressive, so they took the prisoners from prison to a theater on the streets.
Oh, wow.
And then so in the process of doing their first production on the streets, everybody escaped but the character of Potso. And so that's the character I ended up playing at San Quentin. What is your favorite line all time in any play that you've been in?
There's a line in Lear that Gloucester does. And it goes something along the lines of, "These late eclipses of the sun and moon portend no good to us. Love fades, friendships fall off, brothers divide, and the bond cracked twixt son and father."
Have you always had a great passion for Shakespeare?
Not as much for Shakespeare prior to when Marin Shakespeare came in here to Solano. When I became incarcerated in 1978, I figured that my opportunity to act was over with. And so I put it on the back burner and just concentrated on surviving in the system. But when I saw the ad for the class, I signed up immediately just for the fact of just being able to walk back out, and even if it was theater training, whatever it was, I didn't expect to be doing full plays. Shakespeare creates so many characters and so many personas within each of those characters that you can't help but wind up finding yourself somewhere in there.
Yes, because that's what he gives you, characters, but again, he allows you to step into the characters in whatever way you need to step into them. And then the directions and all the interactions happens as a result of what you bring to your characters.
Right.
And then everybody else feeds off that, and the humanity meets in the middle, and then you have the art, you have the acting.
Yeah.
That's what's so beautiful about it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why he did not put directions in there, because he wanted the actors to fully be within the bowels of the play, I think. And the directions, not having no directions, allow, I think, his pieces to become timeless. How did you get involved with Shakespeare?
My first association with Shakespeare was at Nebraska Wesleyan University when I was a combination music and drama major in college, and we did some Shakespeare scenes in one of the drama classes that I was in. But it wasn't until about 5, 6 years later, when I was living in Marin County, and I got involved with College of Marin and did Shakespeare stuff there.
In College of Marin, Marin County, is that where our Shakespearean director and teachers come from here?
Yes,
at
it
Solano
is.
State Prison?
Yes.
And when you was in that Marin Shakespeare, wasn't there somebody there that you knew years ago?
When I first signed up, they had us fill out an application, and I put on the application that prior to my incarceration, I had done theater at College of Marin, and that I knew the head of the drama department at that time very well, and I wrote his name on the slip. And when Leslie came in for the first session, and I was one of the individuals that she chose, she immediately asked who Steve Drown was, and I raised my hand. She said, "Glad to meet you, because I know Jim Dunn very well." And that was the director I had from years ago. And she actually surprised me at Macbeth and brought Jim in.
Yeah.
And it still gets me. I hadn't seen him in over 40 years. And he came in and he watched the show. And he came up to me afterwards and he said, "You're still a good actor." Mm. And that meant more to me than just about anything I could have gotten.
They that have the power to kill and do not do the thing they most do show, on moving others are themselves unmoved, cold into temptation slow. They rightly do inherit heaven's graces, and husbands in nature's riches from expense. They are the lords and owners of their faces, and others but stewards of their excellence. The summer flowers to the summer sweet, though to itself it only lives and dies. But it's that flower with base infection meet, the basest weed outlives its dignity. For a lily that festers smell for worse than a weed.
Wow.
Spoon Jackson and Steve Drown are producers in KELW's radio program at Solano State Prison. That program is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kelw.org/uncuffed.